Mass shootings of recent years have not led to stricter gun laws, but this time could be different, says UCLA law professor Adam Winkler.
If there's one thing that's going to motivate people to talk about guns, it's innocent children losing their lives.
In a Pew Research poll taken after the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, opinions on gun laws remained unchanged. 47% said it's more important to control gun ownership. 46% thought it more important to protect the rights of gun owners. Similarly, there was no shift in opinion after the shooting of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords 2 years ago. Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy, who lost her husband to gun violence, will try again to ban high-capacity ammunition clips.
The high-capacity magazines is something I'm definitely going to be reintroducing in the new Congress. I happen to think that just by cutting that amount of bullets that are available can save an awful lot of lives.
At the Blue Ridge Arsenal in Virginia, some gun owners also agreed that the massacre in Connecticut is a tipping point.
We're talking about children. Definitely, this is the a time where we're going to have to get really strict on guns.
I get it. Guns can be unsafe in the hands of people that either have mental disorders or people that haven't been properly trained.
But getting to a middle ground will be very difficult, despite the horror of yesterday's shootings. The politics of gun regulation are a third rail that most lawmakers around here shun. And that makes any kind of meaningful action, as the president put it, all but impossible, particularly at a time when he has so much else on his agenda. Jim?
Bill Plant, thank you. And the politics of gun control will be the focus of a panel discussion on tomorrow's Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer. And then there's this. In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, an 18-year-old high school student is under arrest and charged with plotting to bomb and shoot students at his school. The arrest came yesterday, the same day as the shooting here. And in Chicago, 10 people were shot overnight, four of them teenagers. And we'll be back.